Welcome, Peter, son of Adam. Welcome, Susan and Lucy, daughters of Eve. And welcome to you too, beavers. You have my thanks. But where is the fourth? Captured. How can this happen? Peace, Aureus. I'm sure there's an explanation. I know, dear one, but it only makes the betrayal more worse than it is. This may be harder than you think. You doubt the prophecy, Peter? Peter Pevensley, formerly known officially, and Beaver also told me that you are threatened to turn him into a hat. I will do what I can to save your brother Edmund, but you must do what I ask of you first, Peter. Arise, Sir Peter Wolfsbane, Knight of Narnia. If the witch knew the true meaning of sacrifice, she might have interpreted the deep magic differently. But when a willing victim has committed no treachery, is killed on a traitor's stead, the stone table will crack, and even death itself will turn backwards. To the glycerin eastern sea, I give you Queen Lucy, the Valiant. To the great western woods, King Edmund, the Just. To the radiant southern sun, I give you Queen Susan, the Gentle. And to the clear northern sky, I give you King Peter, the Magnificent. Once a king and queen of Narnia, always king and queen. Each year you grow, so shall I. In life and in Narnia, things never happen the same way twice, dear one. I will help whenever you need it. What will happen is another matter entirely. If you were any fiercer, you would be a lioness, Lucy. What have you done, child? But you chose this, Lucy. You wished yourself away, and with it much more. Your brothers and sister wouldn't know Narnia without you, Lucy. You discovered it first, remember? You doubt your value. Don't run from who you are. In your world, Lucy, I have another name. You must know it better there. Narnia may have yet a need of you, Eustace. If you like this Aslan voice impression, like and comment down below for more. Until the next time, farewell.